InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Say in public that Alex Jones is the most extraordinary person I've ever met.
I'll tell you, that f***ing guy is right about a lot of shit.
Alex Jones has been right a lot of times.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
Fluoride, just like Alex Jones was saying, not good. It's crazy.
The real war's here with the globalists and Soros and Obama and the New World Order and BlackRock. They've declared war on us and we accept the challenge. We're taking the country back.
Alex Jones Network is tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars could be shut down in just a few weeks. But regardless, the fight continues at AJN Live on X, the Alex Jones Network. If the globalists think they're going to shut us down, they've got another thing coming. The Second American Revolution continues on at AJN Live. Follow me there now for news updates and critical intel as we restore our republic.
It is Thursday, November 7th, 2024. I am your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from the Embattled Studios in Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. Thank you so much for joining us today, my friends. I cannot stress enough to all of you that we have a real chance, not just at restoring our republic, and fully retaking it from the grasp of the kleptocratic New World Order globalist death cult, we are within striking distance of completely destroying and stopping the New World Order global government project. They are admitting that in their own publications, and I don't just believe them, I can see it, I can know it before they said it. I've been saying it for 30 years, that what they're pushing is so evil, so draconian, so out of control, so destructive, so anti-human, that it has a leg up on us because it's so horrible. People just can't interface with this level of evil. They just can't admit it to themselves. But if you do admit it and actually research their own admissions and their own plans, then they're so arrogant, it's all laid out there, then humanity will wake up and fully reject it. And so yesterday I'd had like 3 hours sleep, did a pretty good job, but I was shell-shocked by the victory. I got 8 hours sleep last night, feel great, totally energized. And I'm crystal clear on what's going on and what's unfolding. And just devastating victory. Congratulations, everyone. We overpowered the deep state. They tried to steal it. Massive fraud. But as I told you from the numbers, a massive landslide could override them and then would just look like a moderate victory. But he did win the popular vote. We won the popular vote. And, of course, the Electoral College. So that's the first time for Trump doing that because of the fraud that was baked in the first time. He won the electoral but not the popular. So, and it looks like we're going to keep the House, though not with a big majority, but in a way that's better because then the patriots that are in there can control things to an even greater extent, as long as there's not more defections to the Democrats. So we just have an unbelievable transmission today. Special guest in studio, your phone calls to X Spaces, and so much more. And just to show how urgent everything is, InfoWars will be shut down on the 13th next Wednesday. So the planets are aligned. The great quickening is here. Stay with us.
I'm here to tell you, brother, Donald
Donald Trump's going to save this country and nothing's going to stop it. Well, I've only lost 30. I've only lost 30-something pounds, 33, 40 pounds. I'm going down another 20 or 30, so I'll actually be in shape soon. I'm still not in shape.
Yeah.
How are you, Alex, how are you doing that? Don't tell me eating right. I'm not going to buy that.
Well, I mean, I'm not taking Ozempic, if that's what you ask. I'm working
seven. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Nick is a big Ozempic fan.
I did it all from the AlexJonesStore.com with Ultimate Sea Moss, the ultimate seafood. That's why, right here. This is the Ozempic of vitamins, the superfood
of the ocean, the Ozempic of the sea,
yes. As it's the Ozempic of the sea. It's got the best iodine and all these weird minerals and vitamins that are only in the sea moss. And I am doing a plug here because, you know, we could be shut down.
I'm
next to
get it.
InfoWars is up for sale next Tuesday, forced by the court, but we'll continue on the air one way or another, working with great folks.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
This is a live emergency post-victory Thursday broadcast. Trump won. I'm about to break down what comes next. Must watch share, live edition of the most censored broadcast, The Tyrant's Fear in the World. And it is you, the listeners, the men and women in the arena that have spread the word, prayed for the broadcast, and supported us, that have held us up there under unprecedented deep state attacks so that we can be on air during this most critical of times, the 76 days, and now we're only 74, to the inauguration of the 47th president of the United States. We overpowered the election fraud. We overpowered the psyops, the gaslighting, the propaganda, the brainwashing. And it was a massive victory. Trump supposedly got the same amount of votes he got in 2016. Kamala Harris got 16 million less than Joe Biden. Do you believe any of that? Because the RNC got taken over by the Trumps, because we had the lawyers and the poll watchers, and I've talked to friends, family, and people I know around the country, there were just Trump poll watchers and lawyers everywhere, because you gave Trump billions of dollars in small donations, and it was a lot less than what the big corporations gave Kamala, because you stood up, because you took action, because you got off the bench. We just scored the biggest victory against the globalist New World Order's 80-year history. Their entire world government project is falling apart. Klaus Schwab, Yuval Harari, the Financial Times of London, the Atlantic Monthly, the New Yorker Magazine, all of the different globalist mouthpieces and organs are admitting they're in free fall. You look at the body language and statements by Jack Smith and the fake prosecutions of Trump that were dropped yesterday. Totally scared. Letitia James can barely talk. Deer in the headlights. Totally scared. They're all scared because, listen to me, they've committed massive crimes. They believe they were invincible. Mayorkas, literally a UN former official, an NGO official of the open border operations, under this crime syndicate, smuggled over 25 million illegals into the country, millions of them children. In their own report, they released children, 325,000 and growing. That's a Senate report 2 months ago, as you know. Many of which went into slave labor and sex slavery. Senate report with the names, the numbers, all of it. The Senate was given where many of the children disappeared to that they did track. And that, of course, was then leaked to the Muckraker team. And they're giving their information to Congress. So just that alone, Trump, 70-something days out from getting his people in at DHS, and I can tell you he's getting a team and a task force ready. You heard General Flynn that's advising him yesterday. That interview, 20-plus million views on X. I reposted this morning to the top of Real Alex Jones. It's about 5 posts down. Go get it. Let's get it up to 100 million. Because it's a battle plan that if you go after the people that smuggle the kids, the NGOs that violated federal law, doesn't matter that Mayorkas waved a wand, it's still organized crime. Human trafficking, Trump starts busting them. They flip NGOs. Then you're up to the nonprofits. Then you're up to Soros and the UN and the State Department. And their entire project, mass human trafficking, sex slavery, disappearing the identities of children on purpose. They didn't lose them. They disappeared them. That brings down the entire global pedophile network. I'll show you the General Flynn interview I want. That was Wednesday morning interview at 2 a.m. with General Flynn. The one we want is at Real Alex Jones. And you go to Real Alex Jones. There it is. President Trump planning to launch federal task force that will target the giant human trafficking networks controlled by the Democrat / UN system. And then below I wrote, if Trump executes this plan, it will bring down the entire global New World Order state because they use the human trafficking and sex slavery that governments under NGO control carry out to then corrupt all the agencies. Remember the head of the Border Patrol 3 years ago said, we now complete the smuggling process. We don't want to do it. It's illegal. And all the hundreds of whistleblowers that went public, senior Border Patrol, ICE, you name it, to Congress saying, stop this. They're ordering us to help them disappear kids. They get them on the planes and buses and vans, and then they disappear. And then we've had investigators that's come out on the ground all over the country, Florida, New York, everywhere, Illinois, Washington State, Minnesota, Colorado, Oklahoma, everywhere, where they're dumped out, in many cases, no paperwork, as young as 3 months old, and disappeared. And you go after this, you don't just, quote, deport the gangs, you don't just shut down the border, you don't just kick the NGOs out that are in command of the Border Patrol on record when you go down there. You simultaneously in the task force, and General Flynn agreed, and that's what's going on, by the way. You go after the human traffickers at the grassroots, and then they all roll, and you already have the blueprint. It was all publicly done, and then you move straight up. And then the public sees that, and the deportation starting with the criminal gangs, the MS-13, the Venezuelan gangs, and the human traffickers. Everyone gets behind the deportations, and then you move down to the military-age males and the rest of it. And the women that were smuggled here and the children, they are refugees. They are victims of the globalist, of the UN, of the Democrat crime syndicate. And then you make them public. You give them support. You bring in real conservative and Christian and patriotic nonprofits. And they are refugees from the UN sex slave trade and slave trade. And they get to stay. That's what Trump does. And then we make them Americans. That's the moral high ground. We let the government commit these crimes against them. We bring it all out. We admit it all. We have, just like the communists do, but we do it as patriots, truth and reconciliation commissions. It's all over television for years. And we destroy the Democratic Party. We destroy the UN. We destroy the NGOs. And we regain America's soul at the same time. Now, that's my plan. And I can tell you that's the common sense plan. And I can tell you that that is the plan that is being prepared right now. And you heard Flynn say, yeah, Alex, let's not tell them too much. We want to be caught flat-footed. They know. And I'm going to say this again. If we don't hit them hard with this, A, it's the right thing to do. God's watching. We weren't given this victory. God's hand wasn't on Trump for nothing. We then morally are now aiding and abetting this. We don't go all the way. And if we don't get the enemy off balance and defeat them now, they're going to reconstitute and they're coming after all of us. So yeah, they're right. When we got into office, we are coming for you. It's true. Because you've committed mass crimes. It's not a vengeance. It's justice. And we can't let you commit it again. Now, you already see the Border Patrol and the DHS and the NGOs people that were contractors going public all over the place for years saying, we're not part of this. Those people are heroes. And so it's not the Border Patrol. It's not mostly even the employees. They hate it. Then they hand them off to people literally on airfields and in fields and in parking lots at Walmarts at 3 a.m. And, like, there's no paperwork. And so that's where the investigation starts. And so those whistleblowers are all in Congress, more whistleblowers, hearings. You bring it out. And then Trump will have control of the Justice Department. And then these criminals that have been hijacking the government, that commit these crimes, just like the Nazis, they have to learn they're not above the law. Nuremberg, too. Because if Trump goes after little stuff like Hunter Biden and all the things the media tries to get us to focus on, that's a diversion. Sure, put him in prison, too. But we'll get to him later. Trump says, we're going to find the missing children. And that's what the task force is going out or doing when they're going after the gangs and the human traffickers. It's the same people. We're finding the children. And you protect their identities and things, but you blur out their faces and all of it. But you interview the mothers that have been separated. You reunite them. You find the mothers in other countries. Prove it with a DNA test. You fly them here. You reunite them. You ask them, do you want to stay? You're a refugee of this, or would you like $1 million to go back to your country? Seriously. Because they're victims. And then we have the moral high ground. We shut down the criminal gangs and then right up the chain. Let me explain how this works. The Catholic Church, for example. Going back 60-plus years ago, there were, in the ecclesiastical movements, not just the Catholic Church, but that was mainly targeted throughout all the major denominations, basically globalist, leftist, homosexual rings who are pedophilic. They go into a parish, they go into an area, they start abusing, it comes out, and then the higher-ups are told by their higher-ups, hey, cover it up, just move them to another town, another parish, because if this comes out, it'll hurt the church. But that was the plan. So once the church started covering it up, more and more of them get recruited in, they start taking over, to the point of some estimates are 30% of Catholic priests are pedophiles. That discredits the church, discredits people that are good, and then now the left starts taking it over. Then at the top of the Vatican, they finally get their people in completely, who then blackmail the rest of the church, that's what the current pope is, with that pedophile information, and now he's promoting open borders, carbon taxes, one world government, and the rest of it. And look at the Boy Scouts. I remember 20 years ago, they started handing out condoms at their yearly jubilee with 30,000 scouts. And then they were having sex with the kids. And then the scouts cover it up because, oh, that'll bring us down. They didn't round it out until it fully basically took it over. And now it is a full subsidiary in almost every area of hardcore leftist pedophilia. And that's mainstream news. That's how they take over institutions. So going back to the CIA and MI6 in the 50s, using sex operatives and then kids as sex operatives to compromise people, that's all come out. That's what Epstein and Diddy, they're all just arms of that. They're just tentacles. They're not the top of it. They're not even at the middle of it. They're at the bottom. That is used for global corruption. You have the UN, back when the press wasn't totally controlled, in the 90s, 2000s, thousands of articles. It's in my films. And the UN, all over the world, Africa, Latin America, Asia, Eastern Europe, Western Europe, caught kidnapping children, women, loading them on aircraft, disappearing them into sex slavery. NATO, that's one of NATO's main businesses because that's the big secret. That's how they corrupt everybody. And everywhere the UN goes with peacekeepers, raping, murdering children, women, men. It's a pedophile, satanic army. And that's how they recruit, and that's how they get bad people in positions. And it's come out in the news. In Western Germany, from the 60s on to the 90s, came out mainstream news 5 years ago. 30,000 plus children placed with convicted pedophiles, part of a State Department / German CIA project to create a new culture and a new family. Little girls with pedophile women, little boys with pedophile men at age 3, then developed into sex operatives, deployed by age 7 in a giant mind control operation. Jolyon West, Ewing Cameron, partially declassified CIA programs back to the 60s. Taking foster children by the tens of thousands and putting them into brainwashing, MKUltra, sex slavery, assassin programs. That's all on History Channel shows 20 years ago. And who was the doctor assigned to him? And he died recently, Jolyon West, the deputy of Ewing Cameron, the head of the MKUltra program. Who was the doctor with Theodore Kaczynski, the Unabomber in the MKUltra program? Oh, you didn't know that? Look up just Theodore Kaczynski, MKUltra, Ewing Cameron, So I'm giving you the names here. This is how this works. I'm going right to the heart of it. And the globalists are going to cut off the energy, destroy the country, come for our children, externalize the pedophilia with the transgenderism, which is beyond just raping them. It's cutting their genitals off or chemically sterilizing them. Look how it's hiding in plain view, the horror, how we've been conditioned through peer pressure. You have to go in, and Trump has to say, or the media is going to spin it. There's operatives still inside DHS that will go out and do PR events where they raid women and children. It'll look terrible. It will backfire. That's the leftist plan, to make this task force of deportations look like totalitarian when it's really survival of the sovereignty. So you go after the gangs, which are also the human traffickers. You then begin to find where these 325,000 children are. And when they find 100 of them, it's going to be ultra-massive news everywhere. When they then find 1,000, 10,000, 20,000, 30,000, and they are going to be found in sex slavery, slave labor. They already have been. Even the New York Times reported on it a year ago. They know it's coming. They got ahead of it. So they go, oh, look, we reported on it. Yeah, just a little bit of it. And then that annihilates the Democratic Party. The party will then be dead. You won't have to outlaw it. No one will be associated with it. And then you will basically have a new libertarian party. I'm not saying it'll be the Libertarian Party itself, but a new liberal libertarian party. That's kind of an RFK Jr., Tulsi Gabbard's type arm. And then you've got the Republican Party that's populist conservative. And then we have the two-party system there. And that is what I'm proposing. We must go for the jugular. They've already gone for ours. They're totally criminal. A bunch of the neocons are pedophiles. They were all part of the club. But we've beachheaded and now expanded and are 90% control of the Republican Party right now. If Trump goes in and puts his people in, supercharges the economy, clamps down the border, deports the drug gangs and the human smugglers, saves the children, doesn't just say, where are the kids? They're in sex slavery. Some are being killed. They're in slave labor. That's all confirmed. And then he adds, and we're going to find them. We're going to find them. And you will instantly find them. Muckraker and others, a three-person team, have gone out and found, you know, just in a week, dozens of them. And or other houses. Hey, we're giving a four-year-old girl. Where is she? I had her 2 days, 6 months ago. I just gave them to somebody. Go to another house. Where's the seven-year-old? I don't know where she is. They like the girls. Huh? I don't know where she is. I sold her. They don't even, hey, I sold her. Who? I don't know. Some guy in a van. I mean, this is congressional testimony, and they just thought they'd do something so evil, so crazy, that the Border Patrol and everybody, the judges and everybody would all be corrupt, and they just cover it up. No, they didn't make them cover it up. I have had meetings with top federal judges, top federal officers. I mean, when I say top, I mean in whole sectors, all right? And many of those meetings asking me what they should do. And I said, well, I mean, I know this is going on, but you're the ones that see it all. What should I do? You got this backwards. They said, well, do what you do. Get the word out. And you know, here are our court cases. This is not secret. We're not allowed to prosecute, you know, four-time convicted pedophiles caught running disabled children's buses in this town in Texas. Here's the article. Here's the case. Do this. We can't get anybody to cover it. This is a good place to start. So, and yeah, we've got the footage of them every, you know, hour handing off babies in South Texas at the airport with no paperwork and saying, this is my baby, when it's not. And it goes on and on and on. So if you want to stop these people, we can fight a whole bunch of battles with them and go, you know, oh, we're going to indict this former head of a federal agency because they had a secret email server and were secretly, you know, getting hundreds of thousands of dollars from an energy company that they advised Congress to fund. We can do that later. You go after the human traffickers, the gangs. It is legitimate. It's the right thing to do. And then you obviously go after the really bad guys first, and everybody gets behind it. They're planning on trying to demonize it, make it look bad. No, you go after the hardcore criminals, the smugglers, you save the kids. That's phase one. And then you go after all the military-age men and the people that are on welfare that are here illegally. And, you know, there's 25 million of those just the last 4 years. They got plenty to do. And then you got to go after the liberal NGOs, the law firms, the leftist groups that sign them up for welfare, sign them up for jobs, take most of their paycheck. These people are being exploited. And you arrest them. You indict them. And when you, I mean, when they just start indicting the first few groups, the corporate media this time may not even try to defend it. They're just going to roll over. I mean, these people overreach so bad and committed wild-eyed crimes so gargantuan and so totally on record. And they just thought, well, we're the heads of federal agencies. We'll order them not to DNA test this little girl that's obviously not with her father or family, who they've seen come through three times with different people in the last month. They just use the child to get in. There's different types of crimes that are being committed. They just use them to get in and out and in and out over and over again. They'll just sell them to whoever will buy them. I mean, it is just mass corruption, but the main crime is telling them, come here. Once I get elected, as Biden said, immediately surge the border. They get here, and they're sent out to all these different families and people that then get a welfare check from the government. Part of that money is then given to the NGOs. So a lot of the kids are just with, you know, Democrat families that think they care and it's okay. And then a lot that are teenagers, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, they get put in tire factories and cereal factories and corn processing facilities. That's come out. Living on mats, not going to school, working 16-hour days illegally in Michigan, in Iowa, in New Jersey, in Oklahoma. And they're trying to normalize it. You know, even the governor of Oklahoma came out, what, a month ago and said, yeah, actually, there are a bunch of migrants. Let's put them to work. Oh, I see, with these big companies with slave labor. And don't you know those big international companies have been caught running slave labor all over the world? Slavery is bigger than it ever was. So this is the second great abolitionist movement. And the UN's all about human trafficking. They said they'd use human trafficking to bring down the West. They'd use our social safety net when the illegals get here to farm them and hook them into welfare and into services to then drain that out, bring down the economy while the NGOs fund themselves with it. Then they sign them up to vote, control them as a permanent underclass, and it hits on all areas. You have to understand the same model was already done in Europe years before us. Now it's been perfected. It's being done here. You expose the entire project. You educate the public by SWAT teaming and arresting the violent drug gangs, the smugglers, finding the children, tracking it back to where they were brought in, having the Border Patrol as witnesses. Yeah, I remember this four-year-old coming through, or ordered to release her, no DNA test. They testify to Congress. And then you just have the hearings and then indicted the NGOs, indicted the nonprofits, indicted the law firms, indicted Mayorkas, indicted Kamala Harris, indicted, 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 indicted. This is the blueprint. If we really want to remove the cancer, save the children, restore the republic, and then it rolls up into the UN, into NATO, all their human trafficking, all of it, the entire criminal network. If you really want to do it, and of course, the argument will be we can't roll those networks up. So they were set up by the U.S. government at the end of World War II. And now you're just honest about it all. You roll up the networks and you defeat it and you stop it. That's how we get our soul back. That's it. So that's the master blueprint. My mission on air is to tell the truth, to rally humanity, and fight the globalist. And we've done one of the best jobs out there thanks to your support. So we know InfoWars could easily be shut down on November 13th. We're going to find out. But regardless, we've got great sponsors that are backing us to make sure the message of liberty and freedom and the resistance to the WEF, Bill Gates, Barack Obama, King Charles, Kamala Harris, New World Order continues to be in their face and continues to keep myself and the great crew at the tip of the spear. So, we have a great sponsor, the AlexJonesStore.com, with amazing t-shirts and caps and hoodies. They're really some of the best designs out there, and they fund the fight against the New World Order. But we've also brought you some of the very best supplements. And we could have had a whole huge line by now, but we want to go out to the very best companies and get agreements to private label already best sellers that are the top rated. That way we know you're getting the best. So we've got the CMOS gummies, the CMOS capsules, total superfood. Then you have the mega superfood with over 90 ingredients, the Optimal Human. It's the best of the green drinks out there, hands down. Plus, the energy is amazing. That's all at thealexjonesstore.com. But now we are announcing the Ultimate Probiotic. That's the line, Ultimate. And it's just a very high-quality probiotic, the foundation that everybody needs at a very affordable price. Upwards of 50% off when you buy multiple bottles. Big sales. Everything's at least 30% off when it comes to the supplements at thealexjonesstore.com. This is a high-end, quality probiotic that helps your gut be healthier, helps you absorb nutrients better, helps your whole immune system, and you will find Ultimate Probiotic with 60 billion, that's a very high number if you don't know about probiotics, at thealexjonesstore.com. A whole bunch of other great stuff's coming out in the next few weeks, so continue to check out the URL, thealexjonesstore.com, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart for your support. We salute you.
Therapists in the U.S. say they are seeing increasing numbers of patients with what they call Donald Trump anxiety disorder.
Trump anxiety disorder.
Trump derangement syndrome.
Trump derangement syndrome is clinically real.
It doesn't merely affect individuals, but entire political parties, rendering them unrecognizable.
1 minute, they're perfectly normal. The next, rabid.
The veneer of civilization is evaporating quickly. Families and culture are collapsing. And godless leftists are behaving just like zombies of modern lore.
You can't trust your mother.
Get the hell out of here!
Get the fuck out of here!
Your best friend.
Get that camera out of my face!
The neighbor next door.
Psychologist Dr. Stuart Bassman says for his clients, it started the morning after the election.
Doctors are seeing patients suffering from Trump anxiety disorder.
A number of people are manifesting what I would call post-traumatic stress disorder.
An overpowering fear that President Trump represents the end of the world.
Pray it doesn't happen to you. Rabid.
White males.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not resting after this big victory. I am fighting through the objective. I am pressing the attack and saying what needs to be done. The place to hit the globalists out of the sea of corruption and crimes they've committed openly out of total arrogance and believing they were above the law is the Democratic Party and the UN's NGO operation that didn't lose kids, that didn't accidentally let 25 million, 24 million people in, but that knowingly completed the smuggling process and then disappeared and destroyed the identities of these children and women, many of which are confirmed in congressional testimony, even New York Times reports, to be in massive slave labor operations and sex slavery. And all the great investigative journalists, from James O'Keefe to Muckraker to us. I mean, it's like shooting fish in a barrel. You go down there, and it's babies with no paperwork being handed over to people in buses, aircraft, weirdo men coming out, loading little girls on buses, saying they're mine, ha, ha, ha. We had undercover cops in where he's saying, I'm here for little girls. Give them to me. I mean, that's 3 years ago we got that footage. It's so insane. It's so cut and dry. It's ridiculous. It is unbelievable. And it's how the globalists blackmail and control. It will make the Epstein affair look like a grain of sand in a sandbox. Okay? And you pull this thread out like the Christmas sweater, the whole thing just unravels. Right up the arm, right up the neck. And the whole thing just... And the public knows, the public understands. That's how they took over the Vatican and the Catholic Church. It's how they took over the Boy Scouts. It's how they're taking over the colleges. It's how they're taking over the primary schools. I mean, they're setting up these LGBTQ clubs and then counseling your children secretly as young as 5 or 4 that you're really another gender. Don't tell your mommy. Don't tell your daddy. That's grooming. And it's being done out in the open, hiding in plain view like it's normal. This is their societal takeover. But humanity finally woke up to the men and women sports and all of this. They're doing outlandish, outrageous things to break our will, to normalize totally bizarre stuff that there are no X and Y chromosomes and two men can have a baby. Those are litmus tests of the cult to get you to accept anything. And then 325,000 missing children that the government brought in and disappeared. Remember, we got the news a year ago that Biden ended DNA testing that only costs like $100. They get in less than a day. They can tell if it's a mother, the father, the aunt, the uncle, a first cousin, second cousin, or no relation. You see a little girl, a little boy that you've already seen a couple times come through. There was some men, the child speaking in Spanish, going, not papa, not papa. Me, my mommy. A lot of these kids, I've talked to the Border Patrol on air, and whistleblowers are like, you'll be talking to a six-year-old girl begging in Spanish, I was grabbed in my town. This is my mommy and daddy. They live there. Please take me home. This is not my father. This is not my mother. And then Mayorkas on record has been testimony. They say, sorry, you have to stay. And we're going to just take away your identity. In most cases, no paperwork, and just fly you to New Jersey, fly you to New York, fly you to Illinois, fly you to Florida, fly you to Oklahoma, fly you to Washington State, fly you to Colorado, fly you to North Dakota, fly you there, and just... Vans pull up, people get out, they hand over the kids as young as 3 months. Congressional reports. And they thought they'd commit a crime that big and that it'd be so horrible that they would just normalize it, kind of like killing 30 million people, according to insurance actuaries, with the poison shots in the government databases, directly that. That's set to all be released. We've already got databases out of 3 countries that were leaked. They arrested all those that leaked them. But now we know. So we're going to get them. And we're going to expose it all. But you release the vaccine files, then you indict Fauci and others. You release the information on the NGOs, the trafficked children. Trump has a task force to go find the children. That's the first thing he does on the leading tip of the spear edge of the deportation operation. The gangs, the smugglers, where are the children? That's mission one. Then you move down to the military-age men, the Hezbollah, the Hamas. And then the whole public gets behind it. It's the right thing to do. And you bring down the entire leftist power structure right into the UN, right into the globalist operation overseas. This is how they got the government corrupt. This is how they took over with the pedophile rings decades and decades ago of the major institutions. And now it's happening everywhere. And the exact same blueprint you saw the Catholic Church taken over in many areas by these people is the blueprint they're using against every other institution. Think, if they can get the Catholic Church, I mean, where the Pope is, a kingpin that used this to get into power. That was their final coup, getting this current guy in. Think about what else they can take over. Well, they almost got America. And for 4 years, they've been in control. And then they thought, well, let's just totally normalize it all. Bring in the kids. Don't do DNA testing. Because I thought a year ago he officially ended it. But it turned out when he got elected and stole the election within 2 months of being in office in 2021, that came out in congressional testimony. They ended all DNA testing at the border to cover the tracks. And when the Border Patrol would do their job and say, hey, this guy's got 3 or 4 convictions for pedophilia, Guatemala, Venezuela, Mexico, they would tell the federal judges and magistrates, you're not allowed to prosecute because the Justice Department controls that. I've had top federal judges to my face tell me that. and it came out in the news later. All they can do is hold him 1 month for being here illegally. Statutorily, the Justice Department can't stop that. So they hold him for 1 month. Then the good feds, working 18 hours a day till it almost kills him, go and meet with local law enforcement, state police, others, get on the phone to other states. They try to find where the kids are. And they also say, hey, here's this guy operating here. Try to get him for something else. And then the cops follow him, pull him over, try to find something illegal in the car, child porn on their phone, and get him that way. But you imagine law enforcement and the good judges, federal and local, putting up with this. But they stay in there because they can still find ways to get some of these people. And the vast majority of the police and the feds are good. They are compartmentalized. It is the top. It's the same federal task force units that staged the Whitmer fake kidnapping. This came out in Congress, that ran the J6 setup. There's only a few of these units, folks. Most of the bureaus of the Justice Department are political and corrupt, but nothing compared to the Southern District and D.C. They run all the political attacks. Trump will be in control of those. So he puts his people in, and they already tried to kill him. They're coming after all of us. Yeah, they're going to try to kill us again. They're going to try to put me in prison. But I'm not going to sit up here and be a coward. And let me know. I mean, let me tell you, I've got a gut, and I'm smart. I know doing this right now is the most hardcore thing, the most dangerous thing to the globalists. These are serious, hardcore demons. But somebody's got to stand up for these children. And they're just going to reconstitute and come after everybody anyways if we don't beat them. So you've got to politically, culturally, legally, and lawfully cut the head off. So they've been trying to cut our heads off. They've been trying to kill us and put us in prison, and they killed a bunch of people and done all this stuff. So I'm just like, all right, well, you want to fight, you got one. So here I am, and here I am. That's it. I told you a lot that we're not stopping and we're going to beat you. I believe in humans. I believe in the good guys more than I believe in the bad guys. I think you're like me. I think you're red-blooded. I think you love God. I think you're strong. I think you don't want to be part of this. And I think you're tired of living on your knees or on your belly. So I want you to take this live feed at Real Alex Jones right now, and I want you to email it on your email list, text message to your whole text message list, share it all over X, share it everywhere, say Alex Jones is on air laying out the blueprint of if Trump really wants to come in with a direct blow and put them completely on their heels, it's all cut and dry, it's all public, it's all illegal, roll it up. Go with the gangs, go with the human smugglers, start fighting the children. You'll be heroes. It's the right thing to do. It will destroy the enemy once and for all, politically, culturally. It will assassinate their character. It will kill their character. It will kill their names. It will destroy them. They deserve it. It's who they are. And then the public will demand the complete dismantling of their operation, and you bring it down. Because the pedophile, human trafficking, slavery system sits at the top of this control arm worldwide. Now let's go. Let's do it. And anybody around Trump telling him not to do this, just like I told Trump 8 years ago when he called me right after the election, and I said, listen, thank you for thanking me. Oh, yeah, we're going to cut the taxes. It's going to be great. We're going to make America great. And I said, sir, you know they're inside. They're coming after you. And I said, you've got to go after them. And that's what this is about. So only General Flynn and Steve Bannon inside that first Trump few months were telling him the same thing. And that's why we all got targeted. Well, they've got a bigger problem now. They got to target everybody, don't they? And I briefed Joe Rogan, and I briefed a bunch of other people on this. They agree. And I'm educating everybody about where to hit the enemy. And it's the right place to hit them. It will totally turn what needs to be done, shutting down the UN replacement migration. It will make it glow with a heavenly glow, because it's the right thing to do. And it will make us basically invincible if we just execute this, because God's on our side. So that's it. That's what you do. That's more important than turning the economy back on. It's more important than all the other issues, which are important. But if you don't stop the human slavery, the sex slavery, if you don't bring that out, the networks inside the government that ordered people to commit these crimes, who will be given amnesty because they go public, the low-level people, they will continue to run these networks, and they will continue to abuse children, and they will continue to control the government with this. You have to remove it, and you have to shut them down. It's absolutely essential. This is how you defeat them. This is how you stop them. This is what must be done. And I'm going to take this first 45 minutes of the show or so. In just the next 30 minutes or so, it'll be on X at Real Alex Jones. And it's great that the Flynn interview yesterday has 20 million views or whatever. We have, I gave you wrong numbers yesterday. I was saying we had 200 plus million views Tuesday night and yesterday morning. That's not true. It's almost 400 million. So I can tell you right now, just anywhere I go, this is being talked about everywhere. So no matter what happens to me, in fact, if something happens to me, take this show, and this is why they killed me, all right? Or they indict me or you know, whatever. And I'm you know, I've already made my decision. I feel really good about this because let me tell you something. I'm on the side of these people. Those children are in sex slavery begging God for help right now and physical slavery. They're calling out to God right now, and God then calls out to his people to go save them. God is working through us, and I will follow God's orders. I will execute these orders as if they are the word of God, because it is. I take my orders from God. I will follow these orders with extreme prejudice. All right? So that's it. And if you don't believe in God, that's your issue. But I'm saying, do you have a moral compass? Do you believe in anything? How would you like to be a three-year-old grabbed out of your backyard in Guatemala and shipped up here? Now you're five and 2 years of sex slavery with up to 15 men a day raping you. How would you like that, having your soul destroyed? Because if you don't do something about that, you are aiding and abetting it. All right, I'm going to stop getting into this now because I got a lot of other angles to cover. And what else Trump needs to do and what the left's up to and more. And then a special guest in studio, your calls, and so much more today. But I'm going to say this right now. Now is the time to wear Trump gear. And we've got the best designs at the alexjonesstore.com. You support the Second American Revolution. You exercise your free speech. You stand up to the bullies. You exercise your will. And it keeps this broadcast, if we're shut down next week, still on the air at the Alex Jones Network. It'll be on the radio, the TV, all the same stations. It's all set up. The crew, the studios, all of it. But we need more funds to ensure we're full power when we continue our assault. So you're literally in the information war, refueling the aircraft, loading the weapons, arming them. And we've already got a lot of weapons loaded, but we need fully loaded when we take off at maximum load for maximum attack when we do our attack runs in the information war. So we're on the tarmac right now, making sure everything's straight here. You need to go to the alexjonesstore.com. Beautiful black shirt with an American eagle in gold, says Trump won. Beautiful red hoodie. That people are going crazy over that. We on with white with Trump won. Today is your Independence Day, 1/20/25. Yeah, that's when we really have the Independence Day, when we keep him alive and he gets in there. That's great. So many new hats, all of it made right there in Arkansas. So you get this stuff quick. It's already being made right now. A lot of new Trump shirts and stuff. You'll take them weeks to get done. Not our sponsor. They're ready right now. So get your orders in at thealexjonesstore.com. So many amazing designs. Thealexjonesstore.com. And when you sign up at thealexjonesstore.com/VIP or just click at the VIP link at the top on the right-hand side that's in red, when you do that, you get $40 each month to spend in the store for $30. So if you're going to buy the great supplements, going to get the great Patriot gear, going to support the broadcast, you got to be VIP. It's month to month, $30, cancel any time. So if you're going to be a supporter, everyone should be a VIP. There's not even a question of it. So InfoWars, to be shut down next week. We need your support with the sponsors to continue on. TheAlexJonesStore.com/VIP. The ultimate CMOS is the ultimate superfood. So incredible for your whole body. Just the organic-based iodine in it alone is the game changer. And there's a whole bunch of other game-changing, amazing supplements there as well. Up to 55% off when you get three bottles, 50% off when you get two, 40% when you get one. I mean, this is top of the line, private labeled, already selling, best-selling brands. And when I told the sponsor, you know, when we were gearing up 6 months ago, took them 6 months to get all this done. I said, you know, here's some of the top manufacturers. Here's the groups. I recommend you just get private labels from these folks. So it's already certified, totally badass, and already best-selling. That way it's guaranteed victory. You love it. It's great. And we get a good deal because it's scaled up, and it's all there. So you want your concentrated elderberry. You want your CMOS. You want your gut cleanse. You want your Hydro Relief, vitamin mineral, electrolyte mix, pre-workout, post-workout, just delicious, so good for you. Hydro Force. It's all there. All the murdered out, make America great again hats, all of it. The Alex Jones hats at thealexjonesstore.com. And, of course, the classic InfoWars red on navy blue, the fundraiser shirt. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. And then separately, new products coming in, the first of six new ones. And this is just a classic, super high-quality concentrated quercetin and CoQ10 Pro. Supercharges your cells, cleans out your cells, gives you incredible energy, incredible antiviral, amazing for your immune system. Everybody should be taking this in the winter. Everybody should be taking this year-round. Gives you great energy. I don't have to sell you on quercetin and CoQ10. These are just high-quality versions of it at a very, very low price, 40% off right now at drjonesnaturals.com. That's another key sponsor of what we do. So please support that. That is critical. Plus, you need these products. All right, I'm done plugging. We have a big surprise guest I'll tell you about coming up in the next hour, just about 8-9 minutes. But I want to go ahead now and just look at this. Talk about fear. Talk about the globalists knowing they're in deep trouble. Watching the body language of Jack Smith, the body language of Letitia James, you know, the known Soros operative that pledged when she got elected Attorney General of New York to put, when she was running, to put Trump in prison. And she's up there trying to threaten, saying Trump's going to come after New York, cut off money to New York. He's not going to do that. And that they're going to stand against him. They're going to keep coming after him. And the longer press conference, she says, well, we're having to drop, you know, some of this stuff, but we're going to have new charges against him. But she looks like, and so did Kamala yesterday, all of them just like they know they've been defeated because they've committed a lot of crimes. And the whole Soros network and the rest of it knows Trump is coming after him. They already tried to kill him, so the gloves are off, folks. And this is historic, so pray for Trump. But let's go ahead and play some of these clips. Let's go ahead and play clip 13. Letitia James declares she is the guardian of the law. Yeah, right. And then we've also got the Department of Justice and Jack Smith immediately dropped their fake cases against Trump that had already collapsed anyways. So there you go. Here's the clips.
So here we are. We've studied their platforms. We've identified certain possibilities, fact patterns. We've created contingency plans. So no matter what the next administration throws at us, we're ready. We're ready to respond to their attacks. We're ready to respond to any attempts to cut or eliminate any funding to the great state of New York, as the governor outlined. So despite what has happened on the national stage, we will continue to stand tall in the face of injustice, revenge, or retribution. We will continue to protect and our most vulnerable and marginalized amongst us, because it is my sworn duty and responsibility to lead that fight, working with the governor of this great state, Kathy Hochul. This is not the time to be fearful, New York, but faithful and steadfast, knowing that I, as the Attorney General, along with my entire team, we are guardians of the law, And we are prepared, my friends, to fight back. Thank you.
Yeah, Chris, it's not a surprise that these cases can't go forward when Donald Trump takes office. What's interesting here is that the DOJ is moving to end them even before he takes office, citing the longstanding DOJ policy that sitting presidents can't be prosecuted. And there was some thought that maybe Special Counsel Jack Smith was going to sprint through the finish line, was going to work up until the last day, force Trump to fire him, wait till a new attorney general was appointed. But that does not appear to be the thinking inside the department. The thinking is that these cases can't go forward. There's no reasonable prospect of getting to trial within the 3 months before Donald Trump takes office. These cases are mired in legal issues that would be appealed all the way to the Supreme Court had Donald Trump lost the election. So now that he's won the election, DOJ officials are thinking that, look, there's just no room to move in these cases. And so the sensible thing to do is to figure out a way to wind them down. And it may stem from Donald Trump's lawyers filing some kind of motion or making a request saying, in light of the DOJ policy, you need to drop these cases. Now, there are a few wrinkles here, one of which is that the classified documents case includes two other defendants who are not subject to that policy. Mm-hmm. And it's been dismissed, obviously, but that dismissal has been appealed. And the DOJ considers that ruling to be very bad law that it would like to be overturned. So that appeal may continue in some form. But the reality is that Donald Trump is not going to be a part of these cases. And what this means, I mean, we knew this. Right. But just coming to grips with what this means intellectually is that Donald Trump is not likely to be held accountable on these very serious criminal charges.
The president, under federal law and the Constitution, can declassify anything he wants. Biden kept stuff when he was vice president. That's totally illegal. In his garage. And it's absolute crap. So you heard him just say Trump won't be held accountable like he's guilty. With the former UN war crimes prosecutor who has the worst case history ever of losing cases in the U.S. because he's a fraud. And so there's a separation of powers. You remove a president by voting him out or impeachment. That's the checks and balances, not other agencies or any DA who wants to put the president in jail. You can't do that, or we would be in constant civil war like the left's trying to do. So it's not a DOJ policy they had to drop these. It's the law. But see, people here are like, oh, it's a DOJ policy. They're in charge. No, the DOJ, if they had that power, would be the king. They're claiming Trump's the king. No, Merrick Garland's been acting like a king with that pedophile kingpin, Mayorkas. These are criminals. They must pay. We must save the children. Hour number two, straight ahead. Ladies and gentlemen, when I say I'm excited about bringing you the ultimate gut cleanse, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. I'm not joking around. We don't sit there and shoot in the dark. We go out and we find what are already the best-selling, highest-rated products in the country, and we say, hey, we'd like to private label it, but we'd like you to make it a little bit stronger for us, so it's proprietary. You got it right here. The ultimate gut cleanse. This is not just a gut cleanse. It's not just a detox. It doesn't just have natural ingredients that gently get rid of parasites. Oh, it's got that covered. It's then got a whole bunch of stuff in it like saw palmetto that's good for all your glands. And even the government admits great for men's prostates. And it goes on and on. I cannot read all the ingredients. They're concentrated. They're incredible. You want to get it right now at thealexjonesstore.com for between 30 and 50% off. 50% off if you do the combo and get it with the ultimate probiotic.
As you can see, I'm not just MAGA, I'm dark MAGA.
A few weeks ago when I saw Elon Musk in Pennsylvania with Trump at Butler, and he had that dark MAGA hat on, I said, we've got to have our own. And we've come out with it. Yeah, we can put one out that, you know, just says Make America Great Again, and that's available at thealexjonesstore.com. But I personally like this one, Murdered Out. It fits great, and it funds the InfoWar and supports President Trump. And if you don't like Murdered Out, we got it white on black. So get yours right now and a bunch of other great designs of hoodies and T-shirts and top-of-the-line supplements that all fund the Second American Revolution at thealexjonesstore.com. Let me show you a few more of these. Now that the FDA admits fluoride does lower your IQ and give you cancer and infertility, it's a great time to wear one of these beautiful hats, and it's a great way to start a conversation and warn people. Here's the classic Make America Great Again Murdered Out, and we've got the Save the Frogs, over 50 designs, all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it keeps us on air and it spreads the word. Please go to alexjonesstore.com and get your Patriot gear.